IVM.
Folks, welcome to Paisa Vaisa, brought to you by Credit, the most rewarding credit card bill payments app. I'm your host Anupam Gupta, B50 on Twitter, and this is a really special episode because my guest himself is a content creator, Pratik Singh, founder and CEO of Learn App. And today's episode, we're going to talk about learning, and even more learning. Learning markets, learning trading, investing, learning about everything possible. Pratik, welcome to Paisa Vaisa. Thank you so much for doing this for our listeners.
Hey Anupam, thank you for inviting me. I'm super excited to do this. I've been listening to your podcast for a while. So looking forward to seeing the thumbnail of this once it's out.
I should be really honored. Look at you. You're in the studio yourself. You're all, you know, professional gear and all. And I'm here. I am just with a headphone and a mic. So thank you for taking this effort. You know, it's great to know that you're doing this on your own studio. So let's start, Pratik. So help me understand this, right? Because this is a question I get so many times on my social media, on a lot of people asking. Tons and tons and tons of learning out there, okay? YouTube videos, Coursera, Udemy, podcasts, newsletters, CNBC, books, blogs, Twitter. The list is endless. Time and time again, same question. Where do I start? So at a very generic level, okay, let's not, you know, go into Learn App right now. What was your thinking when you started Learn App? I mean, you know, and what's the answer to the question? Where do I start? Let's start from there.
So I think the biggest problem in today's day is that you can't find focus. Exactly what you said, right? That there's so many places to learn. Where do I start? And the problem about learning an intermediate level something or an advanced level something right when you're a beginner can be extremely bad to learn that skill, right? So having a sense of progression, ki aap basic se start kar rahe ho, and you're going all the way to advanced and you're building knowledge, that becomes very difficult unless you're following something structured like a book. So I would always recommend when someone wants to start, don't head on to YouTube. Probably the first place to start is a nice book. So if you're a trader, I think there's this book, Market Wizards. I'm sure you've read it.
Jack Swagger.
And you know, that's a great place to understand what the hell is trading and how are professional traders actually trading in real life. So that's a great place to begin. There's also a second book called Reminiscence of a Stock Operator.
Classic.
Right? The ending is horrible. Can I reveal the ending? Is that okay?
Spoiler alert, but yeah, go for it. I mean,
so Jesse dies in the end.
Okay. Jesse Livermore.
However, it is motivating in the first 75%, I promise you. The ending wasn't great. And the third book for traders, I think, is How I Made $2 Million Trading Stocks. I'm sure you've read that too, Anupam.
And well, I'm not a trader, so you know, I know the titles of these books. I've probably read some of them, but you know, I'm not a trader. Okay. I am amazed that you are talking books. How dare you? This is millennials. You have to give the information in as simple a format as you can in the front of a screen. It should be clean. There should be no complications. Look at the IPL is going on, man.
Yeah.
The kind of expectations being built up on how to. Let me not go in a different direction, but no, honestly, do you still think millennials read books?
No, I don't think so. But I tried to keep Learn App out of this conversation, hence I started with books. But the main idea is you have to have structure when you're learning a new skill, because if your foundation weakens, right? And Salman he's a very famous educator from Khan Academy. And if you read his book, he talks about the Swiss cheese model, which basically means that if your foundation has holes in it, you can't really build a nice skyscraper on top of it, right? And this is the reason fundamentally why people don't like math. Because initially in class 1 to 6, we learned basic maths. We loved it. Somewhere down the line, life caught up and we didn't pay attention from class 6 to 9. And after that, boom, maths became an abstraction we could never understand. And the fault isn't with the educator teaching you or math itself. It's just that your foundations weren't clear. That's why it didn't make sense, right? So if someone's getting into something new like trading or investing and he really wants to learn it, getting your foundation straight. So whatever works for you, podcast, if you can find a series to follow from basics to advanced, that'll work. If you like video, finding a nice playlist on YouTube is really difficult because it's marketplace.
I agree.
I think bahut mushkil hai wo. The third option is, I would say, Learn App's job is to do that, which is what we've done. And then your fourth option is trying to find a mentor who you can learn from and hopefully he can teach you. So just follow structure and you should be okay.
Tell me your story now, okay? What got you till here? And what, you know, we'll get into the product later in the second half, but I want you to tell your story. The fact that you're talking about books out here and trading out here and structure of learning out here. Tell me about your story and how you came to form LearnApp. And let's stop at that formation stage so that our listeners can understand who you are, where you're coming from, and what got you here.
Great. So I'll try to keep this short. You can, you know, delve where you want me to stop. So I was born in Abu Dhabi, and then I moved to Africa. That's in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Then I moved to Singapore, Malaysia, then came to India for the first time in 2007. And for some reason, I could not continue my grade 8. There was problems in from my GCE connecting to CBSE. So dad, he's in the army. And he said, beta, trading, you want to grow up and become a businessman. Hum log middle class hain. I can't give you a business. I'll open a 3-in-1 account with ICICI Direct. The account was opened, started to trade, went to Investopedia and Googled what is trading. that's how I got into that world.
In 2007, shamelessly at the age of what?
17.
Okay, fine, go on.
And this was a means to an end. I thought I'll earn some money, get an MBA from Fontainebleau, from a nice university, and then just, you know, become an executive somewhere. Who knew, right? And started to trade. Milk food was the first trade. I still remember Anupam. Bahut interesting tha. I entered and exited and there was a 3 rupee profit and God knows how much brokerage. It was just a loss. Yeah. But that was interesting. That's how I got into this. Downloaded and bought as many books as I could get because I wasn't going to school. So learned a lot from books, right? So that's where my understanding of structure comes from. Ki us structure ke bina to kuch samajh nahi aata. So that was early. There were 4 other ventures after that. So I continued to trade. There was a phase where I would go to the call center during the day. There was an Australian shift in the afternoon and I would trade during the day. So learned by doing throughout. There were 3 other ventures I tried to start, always traded throughout. So one was a cafe. One was an online forum called Trader Saint, born out of TraderG.com. If you have seen that. It was very
active. Among the largest communities of traders in India, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have like tens of thousands of posts there and was very active. Mm. And then started something called Trade Academy with Upstocks, which started in 2014. And then LearnApp is the 5th company. Hopefully, this is the charm, Anupam.
Yeah. Well, with a big disclaimer of age, because, you know, if you were 17 in 2007, I'm guessing you're just about in your 30s now, early 30s
yeah,
now.
That's right, yeah.
You know, with that disclaimer there, because my next question is, you know, if I'm going to ask you the common mistakes that you think are being made by people, then typically people ask this question of slightly older people. But with that disclaimer aside, in your view, whatever you've seen so far and what has got you till here, probably from your own experience and the fact that you've been in a trading community for quite a long time, TraderG is as big as it can get. And the fact that LearnApp has some pretty interesting speakers. So in your view, what are the most common mistakes made by... let's look at the people that you're targeting, right? You're targeting investors, you're targeting traders, businessmen, right? I mean, and come on, someone who's a full-time investor, someone who's a full-time trader is essentially a full-time businessman also. He earns his living from that, okay? What are the mistakes and what are the reasons behind these mistakes?
Yeah, so I think there are 2 mistakes everyone makes. The first one is stock selection. People try to start selecting stocks. And how counterintuitive that may sound, you're not supposed to do that. That's the first. Elaborate a little bit on that. And the second one is risk management. People don't survive long enough to actually learn something off of it. So going back to the first thing, like you said, stock selection, basically, whether you're a trader or investor, you are not supposed to go ahead and say, hey, I'm going to trade this company because the RSI is high or the moving average is high or the company has profits, etc. In both camps, you are supposed to have a system which selects stocks for you based on some system. So for our listeners out there, if you don't know what a system is, just Google it. It's a predefined set of rules which tell you what stock to buy, when to exit. So you don't have to make those mistakes. And those rules can. So that's the first thing, right? Don't go ahead and select a stock.
If I've understood you right, what you're saying is you don't select stocks. You actually make a system first.
Absolutely.
Okay. Right. Okay. Go on. Yeah.
Absolutely. The second thing is risk management. And there's a very interesting way to explain this, although Anupam must understand this so well, is that if I have a genie which gives me a 99% accuracy and 1% of the time it's wrong, it's a pretty good genie. And this genie tells me what stock to buy. And I have a net worth of 1 lakh rupees. I sell mom's jewelry. I sell everything and I have 1 lakh cash and I'm sitting on the road, but I'm okay because I have a genie. And I bet in 100% of money every time the genie says, hey, this is the stock you should buy. And I go from 1 lakh rupees, Anupam knows where I'm going with this, all the way to 10 lakhs or 20 lakhs. And I say, hey, one mistake is not that bad. But he gives me one stock, dare I say, Yes Bank, right? Or some company where he's wrong once. And that entire capital is gone. So this game is not about what stock to pick and how much money you'll make. It's about managing your risk and not losing so much that you don't survive another day. So I don't know if that made sense.
No, it does make sense. Yeah, I mean, you know, the system means an essentially a structure where you take away the human element from it. And risk management is not giving in to your greed and saying that, okay, if you've made 100 rupees profit, 100 is better than making zero loss. But at least you've come out of it with zero loss. And that, you know, people kind of tend to focus more on the profit part than figure out the loss part. So I kind of get that. I identify with that. Okay. This is just leading me to the next question, right? Because this last 1 year, you would have seen massive rush into trading, massive rush into DMAT. I have a couple of questions here. The conventional logic that we were given was that people are bored at home, people don't have less expenses, so they've got more money, so they're just switching to trading in stocks. Some are probably investing in stocks, and there are certain trends in the last 12 months that seem to broadly confirm this trend, right? I mean, the IPL is now being sponsored by some fairly large financial brands.
Yep.
It shows you that obviously there something has happened in this last 1 year that has not happened in the last 20 years. And of course, we know that some amount of this is in the pandemic. I want to ask you two questions here. One, what explains this? Are you okay with the conventional explanation? And two, where does this go from here? You know, that do you think that from where we are now, April 2021, do you think that every Indian household, forget every Indian, you just need one household, and there are about 23 crore households, 25 crore households in India. Do you think that just like they have a bank account, will they also have a trading and DMAT account? Okay, so past what's happened in the last one year, and where do you think this is going in the next, in the future?
Yeah, excellent. I mean, you asked me this question, but I'll just start by saying that I'll be very biased because, of course, I run a business and which is dependent on this. So I am going to be optimistic about this. So I think what happened over the last 1 year, I definitely think that Corona was a spark that changed behavior. I don't think if Corona was not there, we would not have had so many users. I'm very sure about that. I also think Jio played a part because people had internet. The stock market was rallying for whatever reason, and that attracted people. I also feel the inflection point was interesting that India has the youngest workforce in the world entering the workforce and had some time on their hand, which is the conventional explanation. And I believe that to be true because we saw it in our stats, right? We saw how many people landed on our platform. We have their age group. And I know they have just started to earn. And they had what we say FOMO, that, okay, I think the market is going up. How do I participate in this? Either I trade or I start learning. And, you know, some of those people spilled over to the learning part to us. So I think that that's that. The second part of your question was, where is this going from here? Yeah. I think this is a trend that sparked and will continue for another 5-10 years. This is not changing. This is just the start. People are just beginning to understand how finance works. And I think this generation is very lucky that if they figure this out, then the next generation will have a whole host of choices our generation didn't. Because they would have time and freedom, right? And hopefully they're a little far away from the rat race because they've made some wealth.
Let's hope for that. So we're going to go into exactly how LearnApp is going to help you, you know, get into probably achieving your goals or learning more about what you want to do on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is a really interesting episode of Paisa Vaisa. My guest, Prateek Singh, founder and CEO at LearnApp. Stay tuned and we'll be right back after this great convenience break. And welcome back to this episode of Paisa Vaisa, the LearnApp special. My guest, Prateek Singh, founder and CEO at LearnApp. Prateek, let's get into LearnApp now. When did you start this?
So 2018, August.
2018, August. Okay. So you've had like, so by the time the pandemic hit, you had a fairly largish library to start. So come on, let's tell us the story of LearnApp. When you started it, how did you build out the content? What all have you done in the last 1 year, and where do things stand now? And how does the product work? Let's look upon it as someone who hasn't heard of LearnApp till now.
Sure. So this was started by me and three co-founders. That's Sohail Alam, who looks after technology, Ankush Oberoi, and Swati Sharma. We started, like I said, in August 2018. The idea was very simple. What if I could learn from Warren Buffett? And what if he could teach in a way that could interest me and I could use on Monday? Not a trade, but at least some insight that I can start using on Monday. And it should be better than a book. Right? It's interesting. We started by talking about books at the start of this session.
Was the video at start itself?
Sorry?
Was the format video from day one?
Yeah, it was video from day one.
Okay, go on.
And I would say cinematic video for us was very, very important because we knew that we are fighting attention. People come, they subscribe, they look at LearnApp. So let me describe what LearnApp is, right? Let's start there. So LearnApp does three things. We have a leader teaching. So people who manage billions of dollars in India or abroad teach you investing or trading. We think that's interesting because they've been doing it for a long time and it's proven. We're also solving for trust, right? Because who do you trust in finance? Because they're just trying to sell you a product, which becomes very scary. So advice, learning, and product should not be mixed, right? They're different things. So how do we keep it purely just educational? LearnApp will not sell any products or position any product. We did not do that. We had a lot of opportunities, Anupam, but we didn't do that. So we have a leader teaching. It's shot beautifully. So your attention span is great. Our completion rates are 51 to 52%, which is very, very high. MOOCs, which is text, right? And a mix of audio and video have 3 to 4%. That's a big change. But of course, we had the advantage of learning from MOOCs and trying to improve it. The third thing is it costs very low. I noticed that because the promise is, hey, you'll make money, people would charge a lot of money, which made no sense. Okay, dekho, 3 lakh mujhe de do and you will be earn crores over the next decade. But that doesn't make sense, right? So we said, okay, we'll charge 500 rupees a month. We started with a quarterly plan and then moved to a yearly plan. And you get access to all 200 courses. Now, the problem was, how would we get all these big shots to come and teach? Because they're managing billions of dollars, right? Why would they do this for an unknown, obscure company?
That's my question. I have in my podcast, they'll never come on my podcast. Hey, what is podcast? Who cares about podcast? So I get what you're saying. Why? Go on, tell us.
True story. In school, I paid for my uniforms and fees and all in Malaysia by doing Photoshop, right? And designing for the school, etc. So we literally, and I still have that design today, a page which has 8 mentors and their names and what they'll teach. And I would literally go to one office, remove that mentor because I've already put him there, replace it and say, hey, we're reaching out to all of them. And this is the plan. We'll go out and get millions of users in the next 5-6 years. You believe in the future. Believe in me. And they agreed. And the website wasn't even there.
Who was the first guy who signed up?
The first person was from Birla Mutual Fund. Then there was CDSL Cyrus.
Nice.
And then it just went on from there. They introduced us. Okay. ICICI Pru was there. And they just introduced us to other people.
Sure.
And it went. And then that's how I found out Bala from Birla. And then he agreed and loved the idea. And so, yeah, we just got lucky, I think.
Okay. Next up, I'm trying to understand. When someone comes into your app, okay, how do you handhold him through? And let's take specific examples out here.
Sure.
Take the hottest one from last year, trading. Okay. How does the process start for this person and how does it progress all along? What do you guys do?
Yeah, excellent. So this took us a long time to figure out. But spot on question. I wish you had asked me this in August. We would have saved a lot of time, Anupam. But
okay.
We've built something called a learning map where there are 4 levels, which we call modules. Each level has multiple courses. So if you take all of these modules in a sequence, actually trading starts with personal finance, something that is not there anywhere in the market, right? We start with personal finance. Ki pehle you figure out, have you taken care of your family? Do you have insurance? Do you have an emergency fund? Have you taken care of all of that? Then you even think about trading. So we start there. And then we move towards things like technical analysis, then move towards system trading, and eventually towards algorithmic and quantitative trading. So that learning map is actually the key, that you're going through this map and progressing and building something. The cool thing is also that we've been able to have almost 2 lakh registered users now. And the curiosity is so high because they're paying for a product for learning. They're very, very serious. And they have money to invest. So these are 2 lakh highly concentrated, motivated individuals. These guys will ask a lot of questions and help each other. That's created a very good community. So we didn't expect this to happen, that people stuck around because they're getting answers from other traders. So that worked really well.
Okay. What is 2 questions? What is your curriculum and who are your teachers right now? Because I wouldn't say, for example, expect, say, someone like a Nitin Kamath to actually have a 48-hour course out there where he himself is doing it. If he does, then of course, great. Who wouldn't want to learn from Nitin Kamath?
Yeah.
But how does this work?
Right. So I'll be honest in how we create the curriculum. So the first thing we do is we actually write down the entire learning map that I said. So what should a trader know? Divide it into modules, into bullet points, and then say, okay, this part, this mentor knows really well. And then we go to that mentor, say, this is what we want you to cover. You can add your own insight, but this is something you have to cover, right? So he already has a half-baked curriculum with him, syllabus with him, and then he'll add his insights on top of that with a lot of examples. And then that's how the entire map is built, which is why it has congruency. It has connection between one course to another. Each of these mentors, like I said, are leaders. But since we created the structure way before the courses were shot, it has a sequence in mind. So that's how the curriculum is built.
How long? I mean, what kind of a time commitment are we asking out here? And probably the cost also. I mean, it's a good time to ask the cost also up from. Trading, I'm sure, is probably among your hottest courses out there.
Yeah. So cost for the user is very simple. He pays 500 rupees a month. He gets access to 200 courses. So okay. It's a no-brainer, right? Why wouldn't someone try that out? Of course, we charge yearly, so you'll pay 4,500. Which is even less than 500, actually.
Yeah, 12,000, 6,000, but whatever, fine.
Yeah, it's 45,000. So it's around 375 per month case up. So you can take an EMI. It's a no-brainer cost, right? So I'm paying access to 200 really smart people by paying 375 equivalent, 4,500. Why wouldn't you do that? That's why it was easy for us to get a lot of users initially. And even now,
that's a lump sum sign up that I'm paying you. So I commit 4,500 to you upfront and I'm good for a year.
Yeah. Can I talk about that actually?
Please, Go on. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Please do.
So we used to have, so this is very interesting. Right? So since I'm a trader, everything can be stats driven. It may be wrong, but you get a lot of insight. So I want to share something we did in December.
Go for it.
So this is really exciting, right? So we had a 3-month plan and we had a 12-month plan. Okay. Now, the people who were not able to complete the map, we noticed 75% of them were all 3-month planners because they're working individuals. They would complete the first 2 modules and quit, right? I'm being very honest here by saying this, but it's the truth. The 1-year guys would finish that map over a 4-5 month period when they would find the time because they had no time pressure and they had the best reviews. They learned the most and the resubscription rates for those guys was much, much higher. It was 5x. So the value for that user and for us was far better for the guy who committed for a year than the person who committed for 3 months because he did not get the entire value, didn't complete it. So it's good for the user. So if the person can't come, we'll probably make more money if we had a monthly plan because then thousands of people would buy it, but it won't be a sustainable thing for us, which is why we said, okay, 12 month karenge, zyada value milega. For the user, and hopefully he have a good review about us.
Okay, just to get to your the depth of your content on your app or on your website, trading is just one part, right? What else have you got?
That's right. Perfect. Thanks. So we have a portion called investing. Investing also follows a map, starting with personal finance, moving to fundamental analysis, moving to investing systems, and some new thing called quant investing, which is factor based, as you know. So that's the investing map. Something else we also tried was with the same theme as business. So the business doesn't really have a map right now. It just has 20 random businessmen teaching what they're best at.
Okay. Do you also have your own trainers or is everything based on the masters of their businesses?
Yeah, everything is based on the masters. Okay. A lot of the people are now our friends. So we say, you know, why don't you teach 2-3 more courses? and we go from there. One thing I wanted to add here, Anupam, I'm sorry, is that all these people did this out of the love to reach out to people. And that's why the cost of LearnApp is so low. They don't have any financial incentive over here. No profit sharing, no revenue sharing, no upfront money. They do this because they want to share. Even a person like Ramdev Agarwal, I'm sure if he sold a company 20 times, wouldn't dent his life in any way. He spent 16 hours with LearnApp just filming.
Wow.
That's the kind of love they have to give back. So
I mean you just said it yourself, right? I mean, I'm thinking for 4,500 per year, if I have access to this entire range of masters, then it is obviously, you know, you have to ask how come.
Okay. How come?
Glad that you answer that. Okay, so now one of the things, someone just told this to me on Twitter, no one became rich listening to a podcast. Okay, so you might get that often for you also, that no one became rich looking at a LearnApp video.
Absolutely.
I mean, I get that. Obviously, no one listened, you know, no one became rich listening to Paisa Paisa. If they did, it's because they made certain decisions in their life. I'm a nobody. But in your case, what can one expect after, you know, after doing a course? Do you guys handhold things? Do you guys create a certain model to help me execute my trades or invest? Is there anything out there to, you know, so I can figure my routine or my progress after I've learned your course?
Yeah. So the answer is yes and no. I'll just explain this in one line. So we will teach, which means you can watch, learn from those people. Then we will give feedback when that means that they can ask questions. We'll solve their doubts. Then there is coaching. Every weekend we have webinars, small class sizes where you can ask questions directly to trainers, which are in-house, not mentors. And they answer your questions. They go through the trades that happened last week. Now, at this point, here is where we stop, right? That we've reviewed it, we've answered it. What do I buy on Monday? That's something we will never touch because
obviously,
that goes into advisory.
No, yeah, obviously. And but you said you have a community, right? Even if you have, if you have 2 lakh users on your platform, and let's say 1,000 of them are into trading, they've done your course, and if they just want to talk to each other, you have a separate platform there, like a Slack group or something. You have that.
Correct. There's a Telegram group. There's a Slack group for premium users. The algo community within LearnApp is very, very popular. So they use AmiBroker to backtest or Excel to backtest and Python to execute. So they talk a lot. But we've kept that group separate because unka level hi kuch aur hai, because they're doing some algo stuff.
Advanced stuff. Yeah, quants and all. So do you guys offer any certification of any sort, or that's, you know, is that even relevant? I mean, I'm asking you this just for one thing, that what you're giving for 4,500 is some serious stuff. It's some serious content. The last thing I would want is for someone to sign up as a hobby.
Right.
I hope that they're serious when they sign up. So just, you know, that cert. I mean, come on, even Coursera gives a certificate for whatever it's worth. And it's, apparently it's a hot item. Do you have anything of that sort?
I've been asked by so many people to do this because people want it. And I'm personally so against having certifications. But you know, for the advanced course that we have, which is 8 weeks long and it's really deep, that one does have a certification from BSC Institute. There, I think it's useful because it's a longer term commitment towards algo trading. So we give a certificate with BSC Institute. That's a certificate that you get. But for subscription LearnApp, there's no certification. I think it should just be you're proud that you've learned a skill, and hopefully it's useful to you.
So that's actually going to come to my last question. You know, in terms of an ideal journey, ideal progression, let's take a real life example. You know, someone who's fresh out of college, let's say we're talking of 25 years old, maybe he's, or 20, 22, let's say he's not done his master's. Okay.
Right.
If he's done his master's, fine, whatever. I don't know. So I'm just saying someone who's now bought into the entire trading thing or the investing thing, whoever. There are people who get into trading, go into investing, there are people who go into investing and trading, whatever.
Correct.
Someone who's inclined towards the stock market, what would be your advice to him in terms of how he should start learning, and how can LearnApp also help him in that journey?
So I will answer this from a money management perspective, right? So you can take whatever route you want, right? Whether it's LearnApp or books, just divide your money in such a way. First, take care of your family through insurance and an emergency fund. Find out what you want immediately. If you're married, to take your wife for a holiday, it's really important. Your husband, you know, happiness starts there.
Okay. But
whatever you're left with, now is your investing money. Figure investing out first for the next 10, 15 years where you put that. After that, if you're left with something, you trade with that. Normally, people do the opposite. Because I love saying this. You may trade every day, but you'll make money only over years. Even if you're trading every day, you won't make money on a quarterly, monthly basis. Anupam, I've been following the same system. It's called the gap system. And I've talked about it openly for the last 4 years. No, 2000? No, it's actually 6 years.
How do you spell that? I've not altered.
GAP, gap strategy. Gap. I'll send it to you.
Sure.
It's an intraday strategy. There are quarters I don't make money. There are 6 months I don't make money. And that's completely fine. But that money that you set aside for trading has to be little because it is dangerous. If you don't understand it, it's not worth it. And people promising to double your money in 21 days are lying.
You think so? These days they post screenshots of portfolios, man. How can you say they're lying, huh?
Sense the sarcasm. Yeah, totally. So I think like doubling your money through trading, like these are all snake oil salesmen. Trading is just like a business. You make wealth over a long period of time.
If at all. I mean, I'm just, you know, I bring this up because God alone knows that this entire webinar workshop thing has mushroomed. I mean, maybe some people are doing it for the love of learning, love of teaching. Maybe some people are not. Who am I to judge them? I'm just saying that for someone who's new to the entire system, how is he going to know if person X is better than person Y? Because person X charges 1 lakh for one webinar and promises that he'll triple my money. Person Y charges 10,000 and I don't know what promise he comes with. I mean, I have a severe problem with promises.
You should. Yeah, absolutely. So I think the rule is, you're totally right, Anupam. The rule is if someone's promising you money, run away.
Okay.
Well, if someone's promising you return, run away. Like something's wrong there. No one should ever promise anything.
Yeah, but listen, Pratik, this is a market, man. Everybody has a right to put a webinar out there and say, I'll triple your money. I will never stop that guy. It's a person who's signing up who needs to sort his shit out, you know, because this is a person who probably believes in himself and probably he has some system. I don't know, man. I don't know trading at all. Maybe he has some system that makes him do that, but it's a person who's signing up who needs to be damn aware of what he's signing up for. That's all I'm saying, you know, and it's just weird because this entire crowd that has come in this last 1 year,
yeah,
some of them have been disillusioned with mutual funds and have gone directly into stocks. Some have started directly in trading, probably had fantastic results. I mean, 23rd March 2020, every newbie out there was selling his pants, shirt. I mean, if Twitter were to be believed, by the way, selling everything possible and buying the Nifty. And obviously, 1 year down the line, they are the richest guys in the world. I mean, I'm happy for them. But I'm just saying that 1 year in a lifetime is hardly anything.
Sure.
So, where can our listeners reach out to you? Where can they learn more about you, etc.?
So I think just Google, but I have a Twitter handle, Pratik LearnApp. Maybe you can tweet to me. I'm just learning the world of Twitter right now.
Welcome to Twitter. And just your view on stuff going forward, not just on the market, but generally, you know, people learning. What are you seeing that, you know, do you actually see a fundamental change out here in people's mind? And talk about investing and trading both. I mean, the three aspects that you have on LearnApp, investing, trading, business. Just what do you see now and what do you see going forward where things are now?
So I think in terms of education, right, I think most education online has been passive, right? So if you take podcasts or reading or video, I'm not really interacting anything. The best form of learning is actually the Aristotle model, right? The guru model, where I am interacting with a real human being, getting feedback on what I'm doing, also called the apprenticeship model. That has to, until that's replicated online, everything is just okay, including LearnApp. What a platform like a LearnApp or maybe someone else also, maybe in the future, has to do is give me live feedback while I create something on the fly. And if that is possible,
could you make that more specific? I mean, what are you talking about out here? I mean, are you saying that
we're trying to build a new platform where it's not only video, you're actually building something with an AI. And this could be investing portfolios, it could be trading systems, and it's giving you real-time feedback as you build it.
Nice.
I think that is real innovation. That's real learning. And hopefully it should be out soon.
Excellent. I mean, that sounds very interesting to me. I hope that I can have you back on the show when this new platform of yours is built. I mean, I'm guessing that what you're saying is I get the knowledge from LearnApp, then I start executing it exactly. In real life. And I've got support real time to tell me this is what you're doing right. I mean, yeah. Broadly.
Correct. Absolutely. Lovely. So if you're not dividing your capital properly, like you'll know there and there without actually putting real capital. I think stuff like that with real feedback is where real learning happens, right? We're learning from games. I think games do a wonderful job in teaching very quickly.
Once you set that up, once it's up and running, happy to have you back. But folks, that's it for now. If you want to reach out to Prateek, you know his Twitter handle. The app is called Learn App. The website, you have an app on both Apple and Android, I guess, right?
So learnapp.com is probably where you should start.
Okay, excellent. And what you can look forward to, I had a look at the website and I'm just head explode at the sheer number of, what do I call them, Prateek? Five star, you know, the sheer quality of mentors out there. I mean, if I were to just, they're just, you know, the people you would love to learn and they're giving you your focused, dedicated time. So check them out. You have any follow-up questions, I'm sure Prateek would be more than happy to answer them for you. But that's a wrap, Prateek. Thank you so much for doing this for our listeners.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure.
And listeners, if you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on IBM Network. You can listen to us on the IBM Podcast app or ibmpodcasts.com. IBM Podcast is also doing some great stuff on YouTube. Yeah, do check that out and subscribe to the IBM Podcast YouTube channel. You can also follow us on our social media. We are IBM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I'm your host, Anupam Gupta, P50 on Twitter.
And thank you so much for listening to Paisa Vaisa, brought to you by Cred, the most rewarding credit card bill payments app.
No material on the show should be considered as financial advice. The material on the show is for informational purposes only. Please consult a financial advisor before taking any investment decision.